the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marside Grill, Shell and Hogan, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Ace Hardware, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Bob Black.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marside Grill, where we'll be each and every week at 6:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Red Terrace Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Ace Hardware St. Simons, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Shell and Hogan, Southern Hardware, and by Marshside Grill. And now join us. We don't actually have Coach Rocky. We had to move this to Tuesday night because of the holidays, and he had an obligation with his son, which I definitely understand. We got the Glenn County Athletic Director, Coach Steve Waters, with us tonight. Coach, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm definitely part of the JV team when it comes to Coach Rock, but I'm glad to be here with you.
Coach Rock does have a gift for gab when he gets on the radio.
There's no doubt, man. I take that guy to the Rotary Club and the Kiwanis Club, and I'm just pinch hitting every time. Turn it over to him.
You take him back. See, he probably knows a little bit more about coaching football than you do, but you definitely got the inside track on Glenn County athletics for sure. Let's just start and talk a little bit about football to begin with, and we're going to go on to maybe some middle school sports, and then facilities and maintenance and stuff that has improved greatly under your tenure over the last. How long have you been athletic director?
I'm in year six right now.
Year six. Actually, let's talk about your coaching career first. You've got a couple of golf state championships under your belt, don't you?
Yeah, we've won. That was a long time ago, but we won eight state championships and my 12 years of coaching and. So it was a good run for us. I coached the girls. We won seven state championships with the girls, and then one state championship with the boys. So
yeah,
kind of a good run.
Did you do any football or anything during that time while you were coaching, or baseball?
Yeah, I've coached. I coached with Coach Ridings. I did a little bit of the special teams. I coached the kickers with him, and that was, I guess back around 2005 through probably 2010, and. Coached basketball with Dan Moore during that time. And, of course, before I came here, I coached college basketball up at West Georgia Division II school. So wanted to get home, and this has always been home. So came home and took a basketball/football teaching job. And
anything to get back in.
And golf job. So but golf was definitely the breadwinner at our house. And everybody thinks golf's a cupcake job. But those, and it is for the most part. But with those kids, you travel – pretty much 10 weeks in a row, you're going out of town to play in somebody's golf tournament. So it's a lot of time on the road, but it's rewarding. And anytime you coach golf in this area, you're going to have a lot of talent.
Yeah, exactly. You've got some of the best feeder systems. When you look for feeder programs, you definitely have one in the Golden Isles here. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, some of the best courses in the world. So you actually – You filled in for you took Charlie Jordan's place or Jordan or was it?
Well, we had it was Gary Sharp.
Gary Sharp. That's right, Coach Sharp.
I don't even know how long. Probably five or more years, I took over in 2012 and finishing up year six and going into year seven. But it's been rewarding. It's a lot of hours and it's a grind, especially from August through May. But really, it's rewarding, especially when you see your coaches and athletes succeeding at a high level. And as you said, we're making a lot of improvements with our facilities. And so it's been rewarding so far, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, we're going to get there. I just wanted to make the point that you weren't a pencil pusher. No, we're still recording. I'm sorry. I'm still a rookie at this, too.
Absolutely. So we're still. We're going to have to put them on hold.
Yeah. You listen to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with not head coach Rocky Hidalgo, with Glenn County Athletic Director Coach Steve Waters on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach, we're just coming off of football. Actually, two high school football teams, obviously, in the Brunswick area. One had a pretty good season. One had a bunch of young guys, 3-7. You want to recap the football season for us in a nutshell?
Yeah, it was, as you said, we knew both, coming into the year, really both teams were young, but Brunswick High certainly had a youth movement. They graduated a ton of seniors in 2017-18, and a lot of 15 of those went on to play college football. So, so Coach Pender had a rebuilding job for sure. And we thought the kids would react a little better this year and possibly go the best we could have gone this year at Brunson Kyle was probably 6-4, but we were certainly pushing for a 5-5 season. We just didn't quite get there, but as you know, you've been around the game a long time. When you're when you're in ninth grade and 10th grade, and you get hit in the mouth by 11th or 12th graders, you know, a lot of it has to do with how you respond, and unfortunately at Brunson they didn't respond this year, but you know, those kids are all coming back. They're going to have a year under their belt. They know what it takes to win. So looking for a good year next year for the Pirates. And, you know, Glenn took a beating in mid-year, lost three games in a row, and then came back and won, you know, four straight region games, won the region championship. And I really think, you know, I said it all week last week, and I said it all week this week. I think Glenn versus Valdosta is a Final Four game. At the very least, those are two Elite Eight teams. So it was just a bad matchup in the second round, really, for both teams. And, you know, you hate to see the season come to an end, but, you know, you're going to have to play them one week or another. So, you know, I do think Valdosta was probably the better team. Glenn had to play a perfect game last week and just had a few turnovers.
Yeah, we had the turnovers actually killed us. Just to recap that game a little bit, Glenn lost 35-24. But looking at the film, there we can look at plays or situations. You know, three fumbles definitely hurt us. One of them was on the two, fixing the score. That actually hurt us. And one of them was, I think, our first or second offensive play of the game. So, you know, you can't turn the ball over. And we know that. And the kids know that. So we're not, you know, crying over any spilt milk. Valdosta won the ball game. You know, and so, you know, we were there. Second round again. A good game for the Red Terriers. So, anyway, all right, let's. I'm just going to share a couple of stats from that game right quick, so we can move on to something. Sam Wagner was 6-11, 77 yards. That's one thing. The passing game improved as we went. When we made the quarterback change with Sam Wagner, we were definitely able to get the ball, get some people out of the box. Running offensive rushing wise, Quantavius Bostic had 9 for 40. Nolan Grant was 23 for 134, and Sam Wagner for 105. I don't have any defensive stats, but Valdosta's got an offense that just ran up and down the field. I mean, they're big-time, big-play offense.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was fun to watch them play. You know, just that quarterback is a junior, which is hard to believe, but he's a coach's son, and you could tell he knew exactly what we were giving him, really, except for one overthrow that we intercepted.
Yeah, early.
You know, he played pretty much a flawless game. The only thing we really hurt them on was on their screen game, which we – you know, I think EJ
we shut that down.
He did. Yeah. Had a few pass deflections, but he's really good at throwing the ball downfield. Their skill players are unreal. I mean, they're talking about two or three 6'3", 6'4", type kids that are long and lean and strong. And those kids are going to be playing on Saturdays.
Yeah, and they're young, too. So
Valdosta's going to be back next year.
Yeah, Valdosta will be back next year. My prediction for the state championship this year will be Valdosta Lee County. So hopefully that'll come to fruition. But you talked about the young quarterback, the Rodemaker kid. He's the coach's son. He's thrown the ball 326 times this year for 3,263 yards. But he's only rushed 31 attempts for 119 yards. So you can see right there that he gets the ball down the field and picks his receivers.
Absolutely. And, you know, last week he probably had three or four rushes gained. You know, they were all at, like, third and short times when the defense was looking for someone else.
Right.
And he'd get 4 or 5 yards. So he's just cerebral back there, knows what he's doing, and he tucks in and runs when he has to. But give all the credit to him, and somebody's going to be lucky to have him playing for him on Saturdays in a couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, well, there's more to come on the Red Terrace Coaches, Joe. We're going to take a short break. We've got Athletic Director Steve Waters with us. We'll be right back.
Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marshside Grill is your home for the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glenn Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles. And also, check us out on Facebook. Go Terrors!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org. If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location from Marshside Grill. This segment brought to you by Marshside Grill, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. Actually, we don't have Coach Rock with us. We're talking to Glenn County Athletic Director Steve Waters. Coach, just talk a little bit more about some other fall sports we got going on right now. As far as at the, actually probably not right now, basketball is probably the winter sport kicking in. All fall sports are three. What do they involve? Is girls softball? Give us a rundown on the fall sports.
Yeah, so on the middle school level, we have girls softball and girls volleyball. Then we have, of course, football on the middle school level. We have three middle school sports. We're going to be looking at cross country next year in the fall to our middle schools. So possibly have a fourth sport next year. And then on the high school level, we have boys and girls cross country, girls volleyball, girls softball, and then of course we have football as well. But and as you said, all the fall sports just ended last Friday. Glenn was the last team playing, and basketball and wrestling both started last week. They overlapped a little bit, so really no rest. But I know Glenn Academy boys basketball right now is 2-0. Girls basketball is 2-0. Brunswick High boys and girls are both 1-0 in basketball. And Brunswick High wrestling's undefeated, and Glenn Academy wrestling, I think, is 1-1 right now. So we started off with a good winner. But, you know, looking back to the fall, it was a great fall. You know, nobody really – our middle schools, as you said, you spent some time on the middle school level. They don't get a lot of attention, but those coaches work hard and the kids work hard. That's really a level that if you go out and just watch a middle school game, it's just fun to watch. And they leave it on the field. And I believe, and just looking back, Jane Macon
won the championship.
They won the championship in football, beat Glenn Middle. Yeah. Glenn Middle was the team to beat this year. But going into the championship, you know, Jane Macon had a great game that day, and they got to play under the lights at the Glenn County Stadium. So
that's exciting for those
guys. Absolutely.
I mean, they love that for sure. I mean, as a coach and coaching at the middle school level, I'd get fired up when the kids would go to the stadium. You know,
I do too. If we ever turf that thing, we'll have a middle school game of the week for sure out there. But, you know, in the volleyball circuit, Glenn Middle volleyball won the championship, and I think they beat Jane Macon. So so good season there for the Glenn Middle girls. And then in softball, Risley Middle won the softball championship over Jane Macon. So right now the championships have been split up kind of evenly, and
it sounds like a
good fall. And right now, you know, the only school that hasn't won a championship is Needwood, but they're leading in basketball right now. So it's interesting that, and those kids, as you said, love to compete. So it was a good fall in our middle schools. And then moving on to the high school level, you know, our softball programs didn't have great years this year. Both of them were a little under 500, but I believe Glenn Academy finished third in the region. Brunswick High finished fourth, and then they went to the region tournament, and Brunswick actually knocked Glenn out in the region tournament. Just the way things roll. But we're hoping both of those coaches are Coach Crawford and Coach Horton put in a lot of hours for those girls, and we're excited about the future. Both of those teams are pretty young. Volleyball. Brunswick High actually had one of their better years ever under Coach Thomas, having a winning record this year. And then Glenn Academy just kept going.
Glenn Academy went three deep in the playoff.
Yeah, went to the Elite Eight. And Glenn Academy's super young. They basically had their whole team coming back. So, you know, they won the region, went to the Elite Eight, and have I think they've got everybody back but maybe one or two girls. So it's going to be a great year for GA next year. And then our cross-country teams – really, really had record years there with Coach Nelson at Glenn Academy, Coach Madden over at Brunswick High. So a great fall in Glenn County sports, and now just looking forward to a little turkey, and then we'll crank up for the winter sports next week.
You're listening to the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's just stay on the middle school for a minute. There for a while, when middle school athletics first got started back, or I guess got started in Glenn County, we had the Golden Owls Bowl, and actually I had the first Glenn Middle baseball team at Glenn Middle when we got started back into Coach Weir and I. But funding was provided, big help from the Sea Island Company and the Golden Owls Bowl football game. I think all those proceeds funneled into Glenn Middle School. How is the funding coming about now for Glenn Middle, Glenn County Athletics?
Yeah, so, the Golden Owls Bowl made big money for our athletic department. And as you said, Sea Island Company, Huddle House, and a few others, those companies pitched in an incredible amount of money. I mean,
thousands of dollars.
So basically everything you sold as far as tickets were just profit because everything was already paid for by those companies. So when the economy went bad, back a few years ago, the Golden Owls Bowl kind of folded. That was before my time. But we've looked at a lot of ideas and looked at things to raise money. But right now the way we raise money is through ticket sales by people just coming to games. And then we do corporate sponsors every year, which you see signs at the stadium and places like that. And those sponsorships, we raised about $100,000 this year. Of course, we have expenses with that. But, so that's a good plus for us. But it takes about, it takes about $350,000 a year just to break even in athletics.
In middle school athletics?
Overall. But okay. That doesn't include uniforms. So
I got you.
So it's an expensive, uniforms now are crazy expensive. Just one set of uniforms for Glenn Academy or Brunswick High for football is going to be, $15,000 to $17,000 more than likely. So one helmet's $249. So, things get expensive, but we do what we can for our coaches. And, when Coach Rock came here, his football budget in Atlanta was $240,000.
Wow.
So we're
for
trying
one
to,
school.
Yeah, for one school with just a football. So we're trying to operate off of $350,000 for everybody. We're tight, but we don't use it. The great thing is our coaches don't make excuses. We do what we can with what we have, and we have a lot more than a lot of school systems, so we make the best of it and thankful for what we get.
Oh yeah, we're going to touch on those facilities here in a minute, but I guess the point to take away from that is all teams do some sort of a fundraiser. They sell those discount cards, they sell visors, they sell the concessions at the ball games. Just support that any way you can, because all proceeds for that are going back into the athletic program. It's not going into it doesn't go into the general fund. It goes back to the athletic fund. Is that correct? Did that say?
Yeah. So I give each team a budget, which comes out of the general fund, and then like you said, each team does fundraisers, whether it's a booster club discount card sale or whatever, and that money goes to the booster clubs, which directly goes to the kids too. So either way, the kids are receiving from your contribution. So we just encourage everybody to support, whether you're supporting cross country, football, or tennis. I mean, it all goes back to helping our kids in this
back
community.
To the kids. And those middle school programs are huge in funneling to the high school programs, because the rec department here doesn't they're not a feeder system. They don't want to be a feeder system for our high school players. So those middle school programs, I know Glenn Middle does as much as possible, runs Glenn Academy's scheme. So support those middle school programs. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Glenn County Athletic Director Steve Waters on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Football season is here, and no matter how bad your grill game is, you can't lose with the Big Green Egg. That dry chicken you normally cook keeps its flavor and comes out juicy and perfect. The Big Green Egg comes with a lifetime warranty, and the only place that has them in Glenn County is Island Ace Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1980. 329 Longview Plaza on St. Simon, 638-3800, and on Facebook at Island Ace Hardware. Island Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507 and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today and you be the judge.
Yeah, welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marshside Grill. This segment is brought to you by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, Ace Hardware, St. Simons, and by Shellen Hogan. And actually, we don't have Coach Rock with us tonight. He has an obligation with his son. He don't get to see his son play ball very much this time of year. We're normally still practicing. So we got Lynn County Athletic Director Steve Waters with us tonight, filling us in. Coach Waters, one thing that we've seen a vast improvement on in the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, has been our facilities. I know Glenn Academy's got a new weight room. They took the old Glenn Middle gym, turned it into an indoor practice facility. I believe Brunswick High just got a new field house. I don't know, is it similar to what's at Glenn Academy? Touch on just the, I don't want to talk about Glenn County Stadium yet. I'm going to save the best for last, I think. But touch on the facilities and the improvements that you've made or the county has made, not necessarily you. I know it's been a team effort. In the athletic program for athletic facilities for Glenn County.
Yeah, well, when I became athletic director in 2012, part of my interview, as I said, I think there's two things we really got to, you know, do a good job of improving. One is our overall level of coaching in our county, and the second was facilities. I think in order to compete on a high level, compete for state championships, region championships, you got to have coaches that are hungry, that know how to relate to kids. That know how to build winning programs. And number two, you got to have facilities to attract those coaches. And, you know, we were still playing softball at the county rec field. You know, we were running cross country, whatever path we could find. Our football weight rooms, when it rained, the water came in the weight room. We'd have to mop it up. So it was a disaster. And thankfully, we've had a school board and superintendents that are very supportive. The community has been very supportive, voting for East Blast, which is what pays for those facilities. But, you know, we had a vision back then, and Mr. Howard Mann, when I became athletic director, told me, he goes, write me your vision, and let's see if we can't make it work. And Dr. Cole, who's now our new superintendent, stepped right in and really supported that as well. But as you said, you know, just looking at Glenn Academy, we have a new weight room over there with indoor turf area. We have a brand new practice field this year at Glenn Academy. This is the first year we've been on it. So we have two 100-yard practice fields. We even have a little 40-yard field, I think, that our freshmen are practicing on. We can do a little kicking game.
We share with the band, but that's okay.
That's what we have. But
got to make room for everyone.
I remember a few years ago where we had a 60-yard field, and we shared that with the band.
Still shared with the band, exactly.
But, you know, we, of course, have the wood gym on campus, the new gym on campus.
I was going to ask you about the wood gym. We just did some real renovations to that, and the baseball program is using that for off-season workouts.
Absolutely. So we have a new weight room in there that our baseball team's using, and also our female athletes are using. And we put about $50,000 into that to really upgrade that. Then we have a brand-new softball field and baseball field at Glenn Academy and a brand-new track there. You know, for years, as you know, with the baseball community, we had six teams using one field. And I remember when I played baseball, we would practice at 8 o'clock at night. You know, it's hard as a kid. You go home, do your homework, eat some dinner, then go to practice and get home about 9:30 or 10. So
you had Glenn using it, and Brunswick used it, and Glenn was four, and Brunswick was seven.
Absolutely.
You know, and you had freshman JV, so you had by right there on Ed O'Miller.
You do the best you can. I went by the baseball field today, and we got a beautiful new sign up on the scoreboard that says Wainwright Field, and of course Adam Wainwright bought that land for us with a very generous donation, and our softball field's right there, our track, and then of course Glenn Middle plays football there, and that's a great facility. And
it's a wonderful facility.
You know, the biggest thing now we have to do at Glenn Academy, we want to build one more gym there. You know, we're at Brunswick High, we have two gyms, so we want to have one more gym at Glenn Academy, That'll give us two gyms, one gym, so when both teams are practicing, the girls can have a gym, the boys can have a gym, and our kids can get home at a decent hour there. So we're almost done with that. And then, of course, over at Brunswick High, we're basically doing the same thing there with a new field house, new weight room. Of course, they have a new gymnasium, new baseball field, new softball field over there as well. So the facilities are coming along. Very thankful to have them.
Yeah, the new field house at Brunswick High, it's similar or exactly like what Glen Academy has?
There's a couple differences. Coach Pender came over, looked at Glen Academy's, and he made a couple, you know, just slight changes, but it's pretty much the exact same design. And, the one thing both teams need is storage, and that storage facility at Glen Academy is unbelievable. And Brunswick High basically modeled their storage facility after that. So it's great to have a place we can walk in and actually find things without having to look under stuff. So great to have that storage. Great to have new coaches' offices and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's a wonderful facility. It really is. I mean, I think we look back and talking as the coaching staff at the Glen Academy, we can work, I think it was 109 kids out at one time if we had them, actually rotation for them, stations or whatever. And that's huge. We couldn't even, in the old weight room, couldn't get 109 kids in there, much less work them out at the same time.
So it's big, and a lot of colleges envy what we have. I mean, it's a state-of-the-art high school facility, and there's no excuses anymore. Our kids should get stronger and should get better every day.
Well, all I can speak for is football and baseball, because I coach both of them. But on the football, the Glen Academy football players have seen a huge increase in their strength and their speed, and it's showing on the athletic field. I mean, it definitely is. I mean, we're going 2, 3, 4 deep in the playoffs every year, and that starts in the weight room. It doesn't start on the practice field.
Absolutely. We're very thankful to have it, and as you said, we're starting to see the weight room pay off on the field through victories and through deep runs in the playoffs.
Yeah. Now, the old gym at Brunswick High, is that still just a gym? I mean, they use it for girls and boys basketball, the practice and whatnot?
We do girls and boys basketball. They practice here. We do some wrestling over there as well. And then the locker rooms over there, we've turned those into baseball and softball locker rooms.
They're really nice, too.
Yeah. They're very nice. They have wooden lockers in there. So, They of course back up right to the baseball and softball field, so that facility is put to great use, and they're in there every day working.
I took for the first time this year, I took the JV baseball team over to the Brunswick High facility, and I'd never really been in a high school facility that had bathrooms in the dugouts. You know, that, I mean, that may sound like a small thing, but that's huge. You got a kid, coach, can I go to the bathroom while he's gone for 30 minutes, and you don't know where he went.
That's right.
So, right there.
If a coach has to go, he has to mingle with the parents. Very convenient, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. For those that haven't been to any of our facilities, I travel around, South Georgia coaching and playing ball and all. They're unsurpassed. I mean, they're the best facilities you can. I mean, not as a whole, not a football facility. I mean, we've been to a few that have better, nice football facilities. But let's touch, because we're running out of time, let's touch on the improvements going on at Glen County Stadium. I mean, that's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, so the stadium was basically the last project we had, but there's a lot more we need to do out there. But right now, the two main things we're doing is you're going to see a huge difference in the draining. They are working on that. They were working on it today at 5:45 when I left the stadium, but they were putting a lot of building ditches, putting pipes underground. We're going to pave underneath the home bleachers and visitors bleachers. So all that dirt and all those mounds you see are going to be gone next year. And then, of course, what everybody's seeing that is coming up in the end zone right now is a new state-of-the-art athletic facility with athletic offices, a community meeting room, and a large locker room that'll be large enough to host a team of 150 players. So we're really excited about that. The locker room will have state-of-the-art technology with two 80-inch televisions in there, smart televisions, so we can correct mistakes at halftime, and the kids can watch film at halftime and make adjustments. So I'm super excited about it. That building's really coming up quick, and I hope in May we'll be in there and getting ready for the 2019 football season.
Will each facility have a separate training table for taping it all? I mean, a training room?
Yeah, so the new facility will have a private training room, so if a kid gets hurt, we can evaluate them privately. And obviously before games, you know, playing soccer out there and football, we can tape, we can do other things in there. So we'll also have a large officials locker room in there, as well as, like I said, a lobby with some offices in there.
Fantastic. It's absolutely going to be a beautiful facility. Right now, the dressing rooms are so small. I mean, we travel with, you know, 100, 120 kids somewhere in that area. Half of them have to stay out of the locker room right now. The younger kids have to dress out, you know, outside. So by increasing that size, it's going to be tremendous for everybody all the way around.
Yeah, it tore me up the first couple of years as athletic director to see the offense inside, the defense outside. You know, as an athletic director, that just gets under your skin. So, you know, we fought hard for this building. Like I said, we have a great community, a great school board that supports us, and we're thankful to see this building going up now. And next year, we're not going to know what to do when we walk in there. Every player is going to have a seat, and they're going to have plenty of room to spare.
Yep. One more quick thing. We ran out of time, and we're going overboard. I don't guess our sponsors will complain. You know, every year, I guess it's the GHSA gives points for, you know, all sports. You know, where do, you know, they give you so many points for a region win, I guess is how it works, and so many points for going into the playoffs. Where do our two high schools stand in that point ranking in the state?
So last year, Glen Academy finished ninth in the state in the overall Director's Cup, which means we're the ninth best athletic program in the state of Georgia as far as all sports are concerned. People got to understand, that means we're competing, and we don't have swimming, competitive cheer. We don't have a few sports that we need to add, so the sports we do have are being very successful. Brunswick High finished at around 30th mark, which is still very successful, as you talk about 110 teams or so. So they certainly finished in the top half. But we're very, very happy with where we are. And I expect, you know, winning with volleyball making it to the Elite Eight, softball making it to the state playoffs, cross country making it to the state playoffs, football making it to Sweet 16. Glen Academy's off to another top 10 finish. And hope, you know, the best I think we've ever finished was fourth, and that was back in around 2008 or 9. So we'd love to crack that top five again.
Right, right. Well, I'm sure Coach Turner with basketball will do his job in getting them. He's had a great basketball program over there at Brunswick High for many years. Okay, you've been talking with Coach Steve Warner, the Glen Academy Athletic Director for Glen County, doing a wonderful job. I don't know if any of you have been out to any of our facilities lately, but make it a point to go out there. The Wainwright Baseball Field is you won't find a better high school baseball field than that in the state. The Brunswick High Gym, I went to my first basketball game over there last year. It's a wonderful facility. Their weight room is great. Coach Waters, you're doing a great job with Glen County Athletics. We really appreciate the work you're doing.
Well, thanks for having me on tonight, Coach Black, and I appreciate Jason inviting me in to pinch hit for Coach Rock, and hopefully everybody will we'll get to the calls next time. We had to turn away a lot of calls tonight. Next time we'll get to those and answer all the people's questions.
Okay. All right. That's going to wrap it up for the year. Unfortunately, the Glen Academy football team is at home. Took a pretty good loss to Valdosta last week. But thank you for joining us all year. This has been the Glen Academy Coaches Show, normally with Coach Rocky Adago. Tonight's been Athletic Director Steve Waters on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So thanks for coming out. Thanks for joining us all year. And for Coach Steve Waters, I'm Bob Black. Good night, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.